Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy. I'm a supervisor. How can I help you today?
Hi, Wendy. I have a situation where I'm looking at my statements to one of my credit cards, right? So last month I called you guys because there was a bill, there was a payment made on 11/22. There was an unauthorized payment made to you guys. You're $49.89.
Okay.
Basically, I thought I spoke to a supervisor at that time, and he gave me the reference of C92030George847.
Okay.
This reference was to, they immediately canceled whatever this living style advanced is. Again, as I said, it was an unauthorized purchase made. I never authorized this to be, so it immediately got canceled, and the refund. Now, he told me, when I spoke to the gentleman last month, he said that it will take a minute. You will see the refund on my next billing cycle. And I'm like, fine. At that time, I called as soon as I got my my statement. Okay. So basically, it reflected that I called on the 28th of December. But again, I only had the statement that I had in my hand, which was December. The statement was December 17th statement. Okay.
Okay.
And I saw this chart.
I understand now. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I completely understand and know exactly what's going on here, Ms. Jones. Your address is the 936 East Brook Place, right?
Correct.
Okay, just want to make sure I have the correct account pulled up. So when you called in back in December, you were looking at the statement that was showing you the November charge.
Right, the 11/22 charge, yes.
Right, so they assumed that you were speaking of the most recent charge, but either way, it looks like you did a fraud claim through us. You did speak with a fraud supervisor on that day back in December.
Right.
One of the refunds processed through Fine. For some reason, there was an error that popped up on the second refund. So I'm not sure what happened with that one, but the system will not allow us to issue a refund on that one. It has something to do with the verification process that was used when the order was created. On our side, it shows up as a 3D verify, but I know that has something to do with a security, kind of like one of those voice recognition or a password type thing when a customer uses their card. So unfortunately, there's nothing that I can do as far as that November charge is concerned, but they did issue the full refund for December.
Right. But again, like I said, I just received my December bill. Like I said, today I opened it because the gentleman said that you will see this on your next billing cycle. So it just came in the mail. I received it. And that's when I see the credited. They credited it, but they charged it again.
Oh, no, ma'am. So, they didn't charge it again. What it is when you called in on December the 28th, it had already been charged. So what they did was cancel the account and issued a refund for that charge, the December 22nd charge, which is normally our protocol to refund the most recent charge on a customer's account for them. But yes, ma'am, they didn't charge it again. They did cancel. Mm-hmm.
Okay, even though, like I said, I hadn't even received the statement for December. So when November was canceled, I assume, but then again, not knowing about the billing cycle, not knowing
right.
about the time of day month I called, mm-hmm. I had no, you know, like I said, the only statement I had was for this November charge.
Right,
and it, and December's charge was already reflecting, and so basically I'm gonna have to call my bank and do a fraudulent. Oh,
and that may, yeah. Bear with me just a moment. Let me double check on something here, Miss Jones.
Yeah, see, this is okay because I just got. So I'm gonna have to not call my bank. I'm gonna have to call this credit card company.
Okay. I'll give you just a moment. Let me do this little bit of research here on my end and see if there's anything that we can do yet, you know, before you go through all that. Let's see. That was on 12/28.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even think about December. I mean, and like, but again, I literally just looked at the statement and just saw all these charges, didn't know what they were and stuff, and that's where the fraud. But again, I'm looking because I just got my January statement. I just got it out the mail and I opened it up, looking for the credited, and then I see it's been credited. But then I also see it was deducted again. So yeah, and I know where the problem is. You know, is the time, you know, it was the time of month I called. But again, like I said, I only had this one statement in my hand. I just received January statement,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yes,
I'm working on this one, not thinking that January statement was going to reflect, and then you guys took the foremost statement, which was December, not thinking that I'm looking at the
let me place you on a brief hold me here, Miss Jones. I'm looking into the account to see if I can, you know, do anything about it. I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just one more moment, ma'am. I'll be right back with you.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. There's nothing that I can do with it, with that verification taking place on that November charge. So you would need to contact your card company.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.